Kickoff with Cathal Minogue and Sky Sports.
Watch every Premier League match this season with Sky Sports and Sports Extra.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Kickoff. A Kickoff Christmas special.
Yay!
It's almost like the talk of the devils in here because I have three Manchester United fans in here. I have royalty in the studio. I have radio royalty. Dave Moore sitting to my left. I have comedy royalty and Eric Lawler sitting in front of me, and podcast royalty Calvin O'Brien from the Talking Bollocks podcast. How are you, lads?
Oh, very, very well, very well.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're all good?
Yeah. And I loved your little introduction to ho, 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 because I was down in the bow shop the other day and I saw a lovely bow's jumper, Christmas jumper, and it was ho, 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 hold me now.
Oh, very good.
Do you like that bit of creativity?
Very good. Yeah. As I said, it was kind of like the talk of the devils there. We're recording this after a 2-1 loss to Aston Villa. Go on, get it off your chest. How are you feeling?
I think we're all alright about it.
Incredible loss.
Because I heard him saying, I heard Dave this morning saying, you know, no, I'm happy with that. And I was hoping one of you would be like, come on, will you?
No, I think,
Dave, you summed up perfect. It was two moments of brilliance. If Morgan Rodgers isn't playing, any other player on that Villa squad is there instead of Morgan Rodgers, United win that game.
Yeah.
And Yarrow stood off him twice. Yeah. Right? And look, this is what I keep saying about people like Yarrow and Aidan Heaven, who are our centre halves. They're 18, 19 years old. They're going to make mistakes. Yarrow's mistake was he didn't send him down the line. He let him come back onto his right foot and he got punished twice. He's 18 or whatever age he is. It's going to happen, right? So if you've De Ligt out there, if you've even Harry Maguire out there, Lichy Martinez, it's Luke Shaw, it's not happening. But if you've a kid, these things are going to happen. And unfortunately, as Calvin says, Morgan Rodgers, unbelievable quality, right foots it, arrows it into the side of the net, and there's nothing that Lammens can do, there's nothing anyone can do, except he should have been closed down earlier. Yeah. And well, obviously Ugarte in the second one shouldn't have lost. There's a million things, but I guess what I'm looking at is the overall thing. We were so boring last year.
Yeah.
Like, you just plod up and hope something will happen, and if Bruno shot from distance, we might get a goal.
Yeah.
Now,
second top scorers this season.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
We're scoring goals, lads. And the thing is, this is why
conceding goals as well.
This is why I've been pro Amorim when everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people were shouting, get rid and whatever. I was like, no, hang on. He was given one transfer window. He got a goalkeeper and three forwards, and all four of them look good.
Yeah.
Now, are they brilliant? Are they all perfect? No. But all four of them look good, and we're scoring goals. If you give him now money to buy midfielders, maybe we'll look better again.
Yeah.
Then next summer, if you give money to buy defenders, maybe we'll look better again. And all of a sudden, Man United are doing things where every single bit of the pitch has improved, as opposed to spunk 50, 80, 100 million on one player and go, it's all going to work now because of Pogba. Yeah. It's all going to work now because of Zlatan. Yeah. It's all going to work now because of Ronaldo. No, you have to be methodical. And that's why I've been saying for ages, keep him. We have to do something different than we've done for the last 10 years.
Yeah, 100%.
If we keep firing managers after 2 years, guess what? The same thing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So slow down, go through the pain. The pain of being a 15th place team. The pain of this season of being, in order to finish 8th, which we all probably thought we were going to do, you have to lose football matches.
Yeah.
Where do you want to finish?
You'll win.
There are some defeats you don't mind, and that was one of them. It was an honourable defeat. I hate saying that, but it was an honourable defeat because we looked good, and I mean, even Aaron said afterwards we were the better team, and I think we were. There was defeats in the last few weeks, like the defeat home to Everton.
Yeah.
10 men. That was hard to take.
Yeah.
I was really depressed the next morning. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And as I was talking to Calvin on the way in, every time United are told, if you win this game, you're in the top four or top five, you know, you just see the bottom and go, oh, I'm not having that.
Yeah. Where would you like to finish this season, though?
Fifth. And I think it's there. No one wants fifth. No one wants it. There's three informed teams in the league now, Arsenal, City and Villa.
And then pulled away from the rest of us.
Yeah, and United put up the Villa last night, the most informed team in the league. Who else is there? Who else is there in the top four or five? Newcastle don't want it. Spurs nowhere to be seen.
Chelsea.
Bournemouth falling off. Chelsea too inconsistent. It's there for the taking. And I think the only thing is now, I'm a bit worried because we're giving this allowance so much, as Eric was saying, the last four or five games. That's not going to go 10 games. Like, if you don't strike now, after Christmas, teams will pull away. And before you know it, you're going to be going into games, they're like, oh, if United win this game, they go 8.
Yeah.
No, we should be like, if United win this game, they close the gap to the top 4 to 2 points or 1 point, or they could go 4th.
I think we'll be 8. I would love to be 5th, but I don't think this team is Champions League. I don't think it is. I think it
Do
might
you want
be.
It to be Champions League? Is it too soon?
I think it might be too soon, yeah.
Well, it'd be too soon to be in the Champions League, but like at the same time, you just finish where you want to finish, and like obviously the higher the better, but I just think, like, he'll have this season to put his brand on how things work. And I think he made a really interesting quote the other day when he said, I might be getting things wrong on the pitch, but I'm not getting anything wrong off the pitch.
Yeah.
And I love that because culture. That means the culture is being changed. And he said it brilliant about, like, I don't want any Man United manager to disrespect youth, right? Because that's part of what United is. But what he, the point he made in after that was, it's not just Harry Amass and it's not just, Tyler Fredrickson, or it's not just any of these lads. It's, there's a culture. And Roy Keane spoke about it when he got sacked by the club. These lads sign their contract for United, buy a Rolex and a Bentley and go, job done.
I've made it.
And Keane's like, no, first day. Now that you've got here, now the work starts. And I think it's not against Harry Amass, it's not against Tyler Ferguson, it's not against any of these lads. They're probably great lads. But if Amorim is not going to throw lads in, Chido Obi, just go, oh, youth, I have to put them in. No. Like, you put them in because they've worked so hard that they deserve it. And Shay Lacy's an example. Came on last night. Yeah. Like, okay, he got 6-7 minutes, didn't do much.
Got a shot and goal, though.
He did. Jack Fletcher did very well when he came on. He kept it simple, whatever. These are lads who got a chance. JJ's coming up, this 15-year-old. Kai Rooney's coming back. There's lads playing in these teams that have a chance, but they only get a chance if they work their holes off.
Kai Rooney is in...
Wayne Rooney's young.
Yeah.
He's interesting. Wayne himself describes him as like Wayne, but with a left foot.
Yeah.
He's an absolute baller, just in terms of like... physical, he's 16, like he's a long way to go. Yeah, he's actually born the same day as my young flip. So like I tracked him all the way since he was born.
Different paths they went.
Yeah. Slightly.
But it doesn't help. Born the same day as me.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm
only 2 years difference as well. Yeah.
It doesn't help though with Kai Rooney knowing that he's 16 now and his outlet was banging goals in against Arsenal when he was the same age.
Yeah. Well, look, that's the talk done for Man United. I'm glad we all got that off chest. And it was positive. I thought one of you'd be given out. That's kind of disappointing. So lads, this is a Christmas quiz. How are you on quizzes?
Love them.
Yeah?
Love them. I'm very, very, very competitive. And I'll be the first to admit that as well. No, honestly, lads,
you get, first admit it.
It's a toxic trait in mine. I'm like, I'm not that competitive. Next of all, the questions are coming out and I'm crucifying people.
Okay, good.
I'm the opposite. I'm the quiz master in my WhatsApp groups. So I have a WhatsApp group with a lot of Arsenal fans who, by the way, I cannot wait until they finish second again. It's going to be the best day ever. But I put up like quizzes all the time. So my one I did the other over the weekend was Brazilian players with the most appearances in the Premier League, right? Yes. But then they have to just keep guessing. And it goes on for, it could take 3-4 hours to finish it. They're sending in WhatsApps. So I'm good at sourcing material.
Yeah.
Answering stuff off the top of my head, I think I'm going to be rubbish.
Okay.
Say that.
Okay. I'm like yourself, Dave. I'm more of a quiz master myself. I'm more of a fellow who
reads the questions. You host quizzes and that.
I host quizzes, yeah. I did one in London there a couple of weeks ago. And Green Chapman, the league
I saw your
came
Instagram.
In the start and we were like, what are you doing here? Oh, just talking about for the laugh. I was like, all right, sound, yeah. And then he came back in afterwards. That was really good, lads. Well done. A bit chaotic, but fair play to you. I was like, yeah, I did, Green, didn't I? And, you know, I felt like a fanboy.
I was going to say, did you?
I was wearing me Bowes Fontaine's jersey.
Ah, of course you are.
I didn't know you were going to be here. They wasn't just wearing this.
I wear this all the time.
Yeah. Hang on. Can I very quickly tell? I think I've told Eric this story before, but very quickly, my Bowes jersey story.
Go.
Mate of mine played for Bowes, Damien Lynch. Left Bowes, went to Drogheda, gave me a big black sack of all his Bowes training gear. Now, this is like, you can't buy this stuff, right? Going to the gym in Alston at the airport and pulling things out of a wardrobe, went, oh, just throw on this Bowes top, whatever. And then this shorts, whatever. Went over, sort of on one of those bikes, just cycling away. I look up and I went, oh, there's a lad in the Bowes top as well. Scram, whatever. Got off the bike, went into the free weights room to do some free weights. Looked over and went, that's Glenn Crow. He's in Bowes gear as well. That's Kevin Hunt. He's in, and I'm like, oh no. And I'm in a Bowes. So I whip off the Bowes top. What's underneath? A Bowes training top with two on it, right? That you can, and DL, Damien Lynch, right? And then Hunty, who I know truly, she sees me and he just goes, oh, and he goes, boys, lads, could I get a bit of attention, please? Boys. Want to say, welcome to Dave here, yeah? The fat lad, the gaffer's after signing. Yeah. The whole Bowes squad, nearly.
Of all the days.
So, I think Green Chatton seeing a fairly popular Bowes Fontaine's jersey is probably all right.
Jeez, right. Well, look, it's going to be 3 rounds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first round is pretty easy. We don't want anyone going home with no points. Whew. You know? We don't want to do that to you, okay? It's Christmas time.
What team plays in Old Trafford?
I mean, if you don't get the first three, then it's going to be a long 20 minutes early, okay?
Go.
Okay, we're going to start with Dave. We'll work our way around that way.
Oh, individuals.
You're up against each other.
I was wondering about the lack of buzzer.
Yeah, okay.
No. You're up against each other. You'll see as it goes on how you win your points. Dave, which club has won the most Premier League titles?
Manchester United.
Who is the most successful manager in the Premier League history, Eric?
Alex Ferguson. This is great.
And Calvin, how many teams are relegated each season?
Three.
So look, we all have a point on the board.
There we go. Here. Happy well, no, lads.
You know what? This is terrible because now he's going to absolutely.
We'll heighten it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Don't worry. It's going to be easy for the start.
Where's the capital of Uzbekistan?
Yeah, who won the third tier of the Bulgarian Cup? Dave, who won last year's FA Cup?
Crystal Palace.
We're done.
Who came third last season? Who came third? Eric.
Liverpool, City, Arsenal. I'm going to go for City.
Correct.
You knew who came second.
Yeah, Arsenal. That's all they ever do.
Ipswich, Leicester, and what other team relegated last season, Calvin?
This is one of them yo-yo teams. This is one of them teams that they keep complaining that they need to do something because the same teams keep getting promoted and relegated.
An awful season last year.
Southampton.
Well done. See that, lads? Now we're up and running.
Yeah.
Right, Dave. Which Irish footballer scored the fastest goal in Premier League history?
Shane Long.
Correct. Well done. Eric, which Premier League club conceded the fewest goals in a 38-game season?
Chelsea.
Well done.
Yeah, well, I'm not liking this.
That's good. I thought one of you might catch up. Calvin, who was the first footballer to cost £100 million? The first ever footballer.
Euros are no, genuinely
no, literally
£100
million pound. Is first it Jack Grealish?
No, it's Paul Pogba.
This is what I'm saying, because was he not like £86 million?
Yeah, and then €100 million
and €100 million.
I think that's true, because United have never spent €100 million.
Do we want to check that? Because
can we please?
I think Calvin may be onto this one.
VAR check.
Pogba's our most expensive.
Let's go to VAR.
Wasn't
£92 million.
Jeez, I didn't think we'd go to VAR this early. Who was the first footballer? But your answer is Jack Grealish, anyway.
In pounds. Yeah. Million pounds, yeah.
But hang on, is this Premier League or is this in the world?
Now that I'm thinking about it now, I don't. Still, it's not Grealish, yeah.
In the world, so you can change your answer if you want. It's in the world.
In the world.
Was my line of questioning.
Right, it's Neymar.
Neymar was to go to 300 million.
He's like euro. 200 million euro or something like that.
Mbappe.
But then the knock-on effect, because his money then, they bought Dembele, they bought Griezmann, and then with the Griezmann money, they bought Felix, and it just, then with that money, Liverpool bought Alisson.
So what's your final answer?
I'm going to go Neymar.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
The first footballer to command a transfer fee of £100 million was Gareth Bale. When he moved from Tottenham to Real Madrid in September 2013.
Yeah, because remember Ronaldo was pissed off.
Yeah.
Was he? Yeah.
Because he only cost
80.
Yeah.
But great flagging on the question.
Yeah, now we're
on the ball.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, should give him a half a point for that.
No, look, no consolation there, lads.
I really didn't think we'd go to VAR that early.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so we have Dave on 3 points. Calvin, 2. Eric, 3. Right, this is called pass the parcel round, okay?
Ooh.
You get 2 points if you're the last man standing. This is where you need your pens and this is the paper. 1 point for the second person and nothing if you're first out. I'm going to give you a thing and there's a list of names.
Oh, gotcha.
And you have to cross them off. So the first list is Premier League captains. There are 18 and we're going to start with Calvin and work our way around.
There's 18 Premier League captains?
Yeah.
Should not be 20?
Well, no, because some captains have won more.
Oh, Premier League winning captains.
Sorry, winning captains.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sorry.
What sort of quiz have you done, here, lads?
What do we say, Eric? You and I are good quiz masters. Yeah. I think we should have turned the time.
I actually think it's the first time I've ever held a quiz. No, sorry, yeah.
Premier League winning captains.
Winning is a big, important word in that line. Premier League winning captains, there are 18, and we're starting with Calvin.
I'm going to go Tony Adams.
Correct. 1997-98 season and the 2001-2002 season. Eric.
Roy Keane.
Yes. 98-99 season, 99-2000, 2000-2001, and 2002-2003 season. Davide.
I'm going to get it out of the way, lads, because it makes me sick. Jordan Henderson.
Yes. 2019-2020 season, the COVID one. Back to you, Calvin.
Wes Morgan.
Great shout,
yes. 2015-26 season, the incredible season where Leicester City won the Premier League. Eric.
Steve Bruce.
Show.
Brilliant.
92-93 season, 93-94.
Vincent Kompany.
Wow, you're really going into the depths of it for yourself.
Just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
11-12, 13-14, 17-18, 18-19. Same amount as Roy Keane.
That doesn't sound right, doesn't it?
No.
Back to me.
Yeah.
John Terry.
That was my next one.
0405, 0506, 0910, 1415. Oh, he also does the same. He's four as well.
Virgil van Dijk.
24-25 season. 10 left. You, Dave.
David De Gea.
Oh, no. It was. No,
you're wrong.
Was it Gary Neville?
You're gone.
Who was captain in our last one. Robin van Persie season?
Well, don't answer that.
Yeah.
Don't
answer that. Okay. Wrong, sorry, yeah. Damn, I'm out.
He's gone. Boys,
fair play to me.
To me.
Actually, Calvin,
I think it was Ryan Giggs.
You're out.
Wrong as well.
What?
That, there's 10 left. Three for Manchester United. Eric, you've won the 2 points.
No one asked you.
He has to get it right.
One. I have to get one right.
He's last man standing.
Yeah, I'm last man standing.
Last man standing, in fairness.
Yeah, yes! Just the way that. But go on. Can you, which would have been your next
one? I would have thrown in Rodri.
He'd nothing left.
No,
nothing
left. I don't think this is right, lads. I think we should all be
last
back
man
in.
Standing is called.
Here. Roll back in. There's 10 left. Roll back in. There's 10 left. That's the rule. I'm a quiz master.
Ryan Giggs. No. Wasn't the captain.
So who was our captain?
That's from,
it wasn't Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
No, it was Vidic.
Vidic
was captain.
You had Eric Cantona 96-97. You had Gary Neville 06-07, 07-08, 08-09.
Yeah.
Played about Vidic. 10 games across those
10, 11
seasons.
And 12-13. You had Vidic.
Vidic, that's right. That's right.
Was Yaya there?
No.
Captain back then would have been
Joe Hart?
No, it was Company.
Company for a lot of it. Then it was Fernandinho.
Fernandinho was going to go for
De Bruyne, Walker.
De Bruyne was captain?
Yeah. Patrick Vieira.
I was going to have Vieira.
Had Vieira there
wrote
on
down.
The list.
Yeah.
Gary Cahill for Chelsea.
Hang on. Before you give us the answer, Blackburn's
Premier League. This is the one I was going to say. Out.
Was it? I was going Sherwood, Shearer, or Colin Hendry?
I was going Tim Sherwood.
Who were you going with?
I would have went Colin Hendry.
I just go Shearer. No, wasn't Shearer.
You're right.
Yeah, Sherwood. Sherwood.
I don't think that's actually advertised enough. Like, you see him on the telly all the time. I just fell talking nonsense. Premier League winning
Premier League captain.
Yeah.
That was good, Carl. That was good.
So,
although nobody won.
I just got lucky.
Right now, Eric is at 5 points. Yeah, it's just a look at the draw. 5 points.
He's nothing to fuck.
Calvin has three. Dave has three. We have another list. Okay. There are 11 on this list.
Oh.
Premier League winning managers. Eric, we start with you.
The greatest of all time, Sir Alex Ferguson.
13.
Arsene Wenger.
3.
Klopp.
1.
Jose Mourinho.
3.
I think I hate this fella more than I hate Liverpool. Pep Guardiola.
6.
Slot.
1.
Manuel Pellegrini.
1. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Claudio Ranieri. That's how I felt when he said Manuel Pellegrini.
Yes.
Right. So who has won the league?
I don't have a plan for if we all get it.
We all get a point. We'd say 11, yeah?
Yeah. So we've 3 more. So if the 3 of you get 3 right here.
I've one on the top of my head. I cannot put a life it remember his name. So I'm going to try and play it safe and go with Dalglish.
Well done.
Oh, nice. That's
well played. Yeah. Well done, Calvin.
Dickie Rock, lookalike, Roberto Mancini.
That's who it was. Yeah. And I didn't want to say, oh, the Italian
Rock
Bella.
Lookalike. Yeah. That's incredible.
I was in a band called Archimedes and the Principles.
Oh, I love that.
And our lead singer, Dan, has red hair and had it kind of slick back a little bit. And then we had a song called I Don't Look Like Dickie Rock, in which he would just, we'd play music and then we'd all stop and he'd just go, I don't look like Dickie Rock! I don't look like Dickie Rock! So it's down to me now to die because you've named all 10 and I've got one left to go.
Is there only one left, is there?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah.
Oh, Roberto Martinez.
Chelsea. Wrong.
Damn it. I know who it is.
So do you both know who it is? But who's next?
You're next, Calvin.
You're next, yeah.
Carlo Ancelotti.
Correct. Is that what you're going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
So I get the points.
You get the points, yeah. Just in the draw. Calvin. Where are we at now?
I told you
I got it wrong and lose the points.
Listen, the last one you got wrong.
You didn't get that right in the last one and you got the points.
Hey, I still didn't get that wrong.
This is incredibly flawed, okay? Quite like the Premier League. So, you got your 2 points, Calvin. Eric, you get one. Dave, zero.
All right, calm down. Five. Stop the car crashes.
Eric, six. Okay, another list for you, lads. There are six here again. We should, thought this through and you all get it right. Anyway, here we are. Which teams have never been relegated from the Premier League? Ooh. There are six.
Easy.
So we're going to start with David.
So what do I do? Just call them all out or just go one?
Just go one. Who's your first?
Manchester United.
Yeah.
I have an issue with how the question is worded. Which teams have never been relegated from the Premier League? Now, do you mean from the Premier League inception?
Yeah, since 92.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everton.
Well done.
Arsenal.
Well done.
Liverpool.
Well done.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Last one.
Spurs.
is that an easy list?
Yeah, so easy.
Really?
Yeah, so easy.
I'm getting you another list. That's
like ChatGPT.
Generate a list of interesting questions.
Yeah.
Name the 64 clubs who have been relegated.
Yeah. In order of their relegation, beginning in 92-93.
Because there is a list of like teams that have never been relegated, and the likes of like Brentford are in it.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they've never been,
technically never. Like, teams one season in the Premier League. Yeah, well, still haven't been relegated.
Yeah, fair.
As Manchester United fans, who does it kill you to see win the league? Which is worse? Is it Liverpool? Is it Arsenal? Is it City?
Liverpool
all the time.
Yeah.
Is it?
Liverpool, Arsenal, City, in that order.
Do you dislike Virgil van Dijk as much as Dave does?
I think he's overrated.
I think he is the most overrated footballer that's ever played in the Premier League.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Absolute phenomenal defender. But I don't think he's a great. As in, like, Premier League all-time 11.
The reason this came up was because on this podcast, Colin Buhig from Off the Ball was doing his all-time Premier League 11.
Can I just point out, he had an absolute nightmare.
He did. But in fairness, I think everybody would because, like, I would just name 11 United players. So, we all have our problems. My point was, if Colin Buhig mentioned Virgil van Dijk in the conversation about the best centre halves to play, that's when I would just never listen to this podcast again. But obviously I'm here as a guest, so he didn't, because you can't. And all these Liverpool fans who go greatest ever, whatever, like, he's so far down the list. And I will mention people like John Terry, who's one of the worst human beings that's ever lived, but I'll mention him because he's a phenomenal defender. Vincent Kompany, phenomenal defender. There's Tony Adams, and eventually down at about 12 or 13, you might go, oh yeah, your man did all right for two seasons at Liverpool. Like, end. But that was the thing. Colm didn't bring him in.
On another team, Peter Schmeichel in goal. He had Trent right back. He had John Terry and Yap Stam in the middle.
Stam, great show.
Dennis Irwin left. He played a 4-3-3. So he had Vieira and Keane. And then he had Gerrard in front of them.
Shocking. Like, absolute nightmare.
Henry on the left, Haaland in the middle, Salah on the right.
Wow.
No Shearer.
I think he overthought that completely. You know overthought. Second, he put Trent in as the best ever right back.
Oh, stop.
You lost me straight away. But you haven't even got to the centre backs and I'm lost.
Yeah, but you could also have the argument for every single Manchester United player. Like, Rio Ferdinand might be there. You could have had Wayne Rooney, Ryan Giggs.
If it's Premier League all-time 11, so you have to take into consideration, like, who has won the most titles?
By the way, Colm isn't here to defend himself.
No, he's
happy with his decision.
This isn't about Colm. This is about anyone doing it, right?
Yeah. It's an impossible task, but
it's like the Premier League Hall of Fame. They're putting people in, and I'd include Gary Neville in that, I'd include Rio Ferdinand in that. Putting people in, and they're not putting Ryan Giggs in. Because Ryan Giggs has a slightly questionable personal life about certain things.
Yeah.
Has anyone heard of John Terry? Yeah. Has anyone heard of what he said to Antoine Ferdinand?
Yeah.
But he's in there. And like, Ryan Giggs has won 13 Premier League titles.
Yeah, it's a recency thing though, isn't it?
Like, it's ridiculous. You can't, like, literally, I'm sorry, the most assists in the Premier League by something like 150.
Yeah.
So like,
who?
Giggs.
Yeah, well, but instead of who? Henri? Or would you, is the formation is wrong anyway?
Traditionally, 4-3-3 is a recent thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, 3-5-2 is our recent thing, but 4-3-3 is a recent thing. 4-4-2is how the Premier League has played for 17 years, right? So go 4-4-2. And I don't care who you're putting in with Alan Shearer up top. You can be Rooney. It can be Henri. It can be whoever, Haaland. It can be Kane, whoever you want. But Giggsy's on the left. Like he's got 13 Premier League titles and the most assists ever in the whole. He's doubled Kevin De Bruyne. Sorry, he's in the team. Like, it's just that, whatever about your little picking and choosing and Trent and Gary and
Gary has 8 Premier League titles, so he should be, you know. But Giggs, he's got 13 Premier League titles. Put him in the team.
Yeah.
It's not about Colin, it's about anyone.
I met him years ago, and he was an absolute gentleman. And so my judgment is clouded positively Giggs. Towards. Yeah. Mm. It was just after he won the treble. And it was just, it was Dennis Irwin's testimonial dinner. It was in the Burlington.
Yeah.
And it was, I got invited because my manager had contacts or whatever, or the team I was playing for. And I got there, Dickie Bow, the whole United squad was there. It was like a bleeding kid in a candy shop. I was, like, oh, I was going on. My mate was says, well, we'll do ninja photographs. So I run over to the table, you jump on the pillar, take a picture. And security was going, lads, we were going. And Giggs went, whoa, what's going on? And I said, I was just getting a few photographs. And he just called your man. I says, look, the lads are all right. And he sat me down beside him. And then he called every player to sit beside me for each photograph. I go, what a legend.
Right. We've shown up some of the flaws in my quiz. Okay?
Yeah, that's fair. This is what a quiz is all about.
This is what it is. And to be fair, this is the trial run. It's never been done before. So this is great for the next time. When I bring this out onto the road, this is great to know. Okay. Look. I think what we're going to do there is you all just get a point because fair. You all got them right.
Fair. I think that's fair. Yeah.
The wheels have come off. So at this stage, Eric, that means you've 7 points. Calvin, you've 6 points. Dave, you've 4.
Oh, told you it was bad.
So this is round 3, okay?
Mm-hmm. This is definitely like round 5, but yeah, go on, like round 3, yeah.
It's the third section.
Right.
So basically, this is quick fire. We're going to start with the man with the lowest points. That's Dave. You've got 20 seconds, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
You've got to rattle through as many as you can.
This is like waffle.
Well, I mean, there's an answer to each question. Okay. You know what I mean?
Go on.
So you have 20 seconds. And if I start on a question at the end, I will finish it.
Oh. That's mastermind style.
What would your specialist subject be, Dave?
Father Ted or Alan Partridge?
Ask him any Father Ted question.
No.
Yeah. I believe
was it on telly? Yes, it was. What an expert.
I can't think of anything obscure enough to
catch someone out. Yeah.
The listeners have tried over the years and they've had lads come and going, oh, I've got the question. And then in fact, my missus is the only person I know who watches it and is as encyclopedic as me. So Dermot actually at one point got in touch with her privately, got her to write 20 questions.
Difficult ones.
Like obscure.
Yeah.
Came in, he opened the envelope, sealed the envelope, opened up. She posted it in like, he said, right, here we go. I'm going to catch you out. 20 out of 20.
No,
19 out of 20. Sorry. I did get one wrong.
You know what caught you out?
Yes. It was the name of the priest who, when Father Ted wins the Golden Cleric, walks up to him and goes, have you ever thought of doing a television, Ted? Well, it had crossed my mind. Give Sadie a call. She's done wonders for me, and hands him a card. What's his name?
Right. Jesus Christ.
What's his priest name?
Yeah, priest name. Oh, no, priest name. He walks up and he goes, Ted. And he introduced himself. And I was like, and it was on the tip of my tongue. And I was like, and it's actually brilliant that I didn't get it because it meant Dermot had to read it out. It's quite a rude name. His name is Father Dick Mayo. So then he had to say that on radio. But that's the level we're talking about. So
he was the priest that he rings all the time and he's doing mad obscure shit like skiing and all.
Yeah, he always gets injured.
Yeah. Because his phone rings. His name is Father Larry Duff. as an avalanche comes down the mountain or the Rottweilers eat him.
Oh, God. Okay, where are we? Yeah, so are you ready? So it's 20 seconds.
Oh, God, this is happening. I thought we were doing Father Ted there.
Answer
as many questions as I can in 20 seconds.
You have 4 points, so you need to try and get back up.
All right, I get it.
4 points. The man who I thought was very, very smart.
No, I told you, quizzes, I'm terrible. Go on.
Right, your 20 seconds start now. Liverpool's all-time top scorer is who?
Ian Rush.
How many Ballon d'Ors does Messi have?
8.
Which Portuguese team did Ronaldo play for before signing for United?
Sporting.
What is the nickname of Bournemouth FC?
Cherries.
What club plays at Selhurst Park?
Crystal Palace.
Who is the all-time top scorer for Brazil?
R9.
Ooh, no. Neymar,
bloody hell.
Well done.
I would have went with Mario.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, well done.
So tell me everyone what I got right and what I got wrong. I don't even know. I was just spewing questions out. Answers.
You're now on 8 points.
So did I.
Yeah, Liverpool's all-time scorer is Ian Rush, 346.
Unbelievable amount of goals for him, in fairness.
What a cool guy. Can you say that if he's Liverpool?
Well, apart from the fact that he played for Liverpool, but yeah, I'm sure he's sound.
And he was very sick recently, apparently. So,
oh, really?
I hope he gets well soon. Yeah.
Oh, the best rushy.
How many Ballon d'Ors does Messi have? Yeah, he has 8.
That was a great answer, Dave.
Yeah. Mm. And Ronaldo did play for Sporting. And once upon a time called Sporting Lisbon, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, they've always been CF Sporting, and it's something else. People always call them Sporting Lisbon because they're obviously in Lisbon, but it's actually not the name of their club.
Bournemouth's nickname is the Cherries. It was a great one. Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Neymar is the top scorer for Brazil.
Hang on, I got 5 then. What'd you give me 4 for?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This fella got four. That probably was happening the whole way through.
No, he's actually on 10.
The wheels get Calvin bigger, got 9 in that round, did he? I don't know. Calvin's so great.
So you are now on 9 points. You are in the lead.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Calvin, you're on 6 points, so you're up next. Your time starts now. What is Sunderland's nickname?
The Black Cats.
Arsenal's all-time top scorer is who?
Henry.
What player has made the most Champions League appearances?
Casillas.
Who is the only player to score in 3 different World Cups?
R9.
What team is currently bottom of the Premier League?
Wolves.
Well done.
Jeez, well done, Calvin.
Got 3. Well, let's see. What is Sunderland's nickname? You said the Cats, Black Cats?
Yeah.
Henry is Arsenal's all-time top scorer, 228. Which player has made the most Champions League appearances? It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, yeah. He's got all those records. Most appearances, most goals, most everything.
Yeah. You know what? I thought that was too obvious, and then I was thinking, how was a stalwart?
Yeah, Casillas was a great show.
He made his debut in the 90s, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good guess. Who was the only player to score in 3 different World Cup finals? It's Pele.
Pele, yeah.
All right, yeah.
And what team is currently bottom of the Premier League? Wolves?
Oh, 70.
70, yeah.
So 1, 2, 3. Just confirming, are we all happy with that?
Yeah, because it ties it up at 9 apiece.
Right, now Artie,
I only need 3 to win.
What do we do for running time?
You just get 2.
Don't worry about that. We're all winners go.
Just throw the cat among the bases.
We're going to get some. We have to have a winner here.
Listen, Eric's going to nail this.
Oh, I don't know about that. I wouldn't have gotten
that. How many points has he got?
Eric, you're on 7.
You got to get 2.
Jeez, when you get 3 right.
Eric, get 2 and then stop.
Get 2 for the content.
Get 2 for the content. And then Carl has to freak out and get a tiebreaker.
As a Man United fan, I feel the urge to win something.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, but for the content. It's Christmas.
I can see the DMs coming into my Instagram now. What was that? Okay. Well done, lads. You're doing better than I expected. Dave seems to be doing well in this round.
Yeah, I need this kind of round all the time.
Eric Lawler, your time starts now. Chelsea's all-time top scorer is who?
Pass.
Which player has won the most amount of Premier League titles?
Line Giggs.
What club play their home games at St. James's Park?
Newcastle.
The nickname for Crystal Palace is?
The Eagles.
Which goalkeeper has the most Premier League clean sheets?
Peter Schmeichel.
Oh.
He did it. You did it, Eric.
He got three.
Chelsea's all-time top scorer is Frank Lampard.
Lampard.
I was thinking of his strikers.
Yeah.
Which player has won the most Premier League titles? You got that right.
Only because I was shouting about it.
What club play their home games at St. James's Park? It is Newcastle United.
Tap in.
The nickname for Crystal Palace is the Eagles. Well done. You got your 3 right. Eagles. You didn't get the last one right.
No.
Peter Cech.
Oh, okay.
Gordon Schmeichel, yeah.
Well, he was cheating. He was wearing a helmet.
But thankfully, we have a winner.
Eric Lawler.
Well done.
This has got to be my year, lads.
Now, I think he knew. He went through the list of questions. Like, that's a hard one. I'll give him an easy one. Yeah. Make sure he gets a 3.
Yeah, I think I was happy with that finish because I was getting scared. Eric Lawler.
Yeah, well done, Eric.
We did survive the quiz. Now, I'm not sure. We'll try and see how that goes in the future again. We'll get you back for...
I want a New Year quiz next
year. Yeah.
We'll have to have an end of season quiz. How about that?
I'll have all of that
tied up in a bow, okay? All those flaws, I'll go back. It's hard, lads, when you're the producer, the presenter and the editor. You know what I mean?
The quiz master, all done. Well done, Colin.
And I hope you all have a lovely Christmas. What's the plans, Saul?
Oh, geez, nothing.
Nothing.
That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Sit around, do nothing. Spend time with the family. Few board games. Load of films.
I plan to put all my gym work to put up in flames, basically. And then start all over again from scratch in the new year. That's my plan.
I just don't go to the gym, so I'm grand.
Will there be podcasts on over the...
Yeah, we actually... We only finished doing a quiz... So Talking Bollocks have a Christmas quiz this week, it should be, as well. And
it's much better than that.
It got intense. It got intense. I'll put it out.
Well, I'm doing adult panto if anyone's around in the Olympia. December 30th, January 3rd.
Adult panto. Does that mean?
It's built.
Yeah.
Is it? Who else is in this? Again. I think I seen a poster for this.
Huh?
Did I see a poster for this?
You probably did. So it's me. I'm one of the Ugly Sisters. Well, I did it last year, but Joe Irish is doing it this year. Fred Cook is Prince Charming. It's nuts. It's on at 10 o'clock at night.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
The first show sold out and the second one is nearly sold out. It was carnage last year. Like, we haven't even had a rehearsal or a read-through this year. So
brilliant.
I remember going on last year. Well, I was me, Ugly Sister. And he started a line and went, well, that was the previous scene. And he went, oh, sorry. And the crowd just loved that.
Go ahead.
But to be able to turn, like, so I've done Pant a few times and it does, it kind of skirts around on Thunders and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But this is no hold barred. It's full on. Like, there's a great moment in it where Cinderella comes in. Me and Will are the ugly sisters. And Cinderella's our little sister and she's cleaned the gaff as usual. And she goes, ah, I'm after finding a ticket for the ball. And I turn around and go, no, you didn't, you little bag. You know, you know this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the crowd is like, yes, they love it. Like, you know?
And then I see you just announced a show, a live show with the podcast yourself and
yes, March the 6th in the Ambassador Theatre. We're very, very excited about it. We haven't booked that yet, but we've got some great guests lined up in my phone.
I have an idea for a quiz, okay? I'll talk to you in January.
Yes, yes, you will, Colin.
Okay, come on. Can't wait. I can't wait. Well, my thanks to Dave Moore. Back on the radio on the 5th of January, comedian Eric Lawler, thank you very much, and podcaster Calvin O'Brien. You are very sound men for putting up with that. This was the kickoff Christmas quiz on Today FM. Big cheer if this was the best quiz ever.
Yay!
Thanks, lads. Sensational!
The kickoff with Cathal Minogue and Sky Sports.
Watch every Premier League match this season with Sky Sports and Sports Extra.